This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show, or a podcast, number 65 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters in Franklin, Mass, as this week comes to a close on Sunday, April 25th. In this session, I'll cover the Earth Day activities on Saturday the 17th, Saturday the 24th, and look ahead to both the school committee meeting on April 27th and the town council meeting on April 28th. So, first up, Earth Day on April 17th was not good weather, and also the first day for some folks' school vacation week, so both those factors may have contributed to only about 100 or so folks helping clean up around Franklin. I also was out of town for a wedding on that weekend and unable to participate myself. The raised garden beds, previously notified of here, were indeed set up, and I did manage to get pictures of those at the Senior Center, ECDC, and Charter School on Monday. A link to that posting is available in the show notes. The Charles River Watershed Cleanup was held on Saturday the 24th. I stopped by Whole Foods Market in Bellingham to see how David Jerzynski was doing as the local coordinator. He had over 300 folks scattered amongst his area of responsibility and many good stories to tell. He suggested that I head off to the VFW post 3402 on Pond Street, where I could see the Boy Scout of America Venture Crew number 22, which had received 125 tires from along Mine Brook. Yes, 125 tires. The details and photos of their great work will be included in the show notes. In preparation for the budget discussion at both the school committee and the town council meetings this week, I have a number of items to share. You may recall that I recorded the budget workshop conducted back in January. The audio recordings and the worksheets from each of the budget sections are available, and the link will be in the show notes. The Financial Planning Committee is updating the long-term or five-year plan for presentation at the council meeting on the 28th. You can review their prior plan, and the link is in the show notes. I also worked with Town Clerk Deb Pellegri to compile a comprehensive listing of all the debt exclusion and operational override votes that Franklin has had the opportunity to vote on over the years. And that listing is available for your review. The link is in the show notes. The school committee agenda references in particular a discussion on the budget, but there are no documents to indicate what options to balance the budget are up for discussion. So if you recall from their meeting on the 13th that everything would be on the table, it still sounds like everything is on the table. The town council agenda includes the update from the financial planning committee and an action item for an override question. The amount itself is open and remains to be determined by the discussion that Wednesday. These two meetings will be critical to understanding what choices we will have as voters if we are provided the choice to vote on an override. Word is already on the street that there may not be enough votes for that. If you think you should have an opportunity to vote on an override, then I suggest you either let the town council know or show up to the meeting in person on the 28th. Whether you are in favor of an override passing or not, having the opportunity to vote on one, I think, is key. As I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.